Looking to better serve, welcome and hello again everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The current farm bill expires in September of 2018, so we are working as we speak.
A lot of discussion taking place across farm country these days as Congress gets set to write new farm policy, otherwise known as the Farm Bill. That comes up for renewal every 4 to 5 years, and Tennessee's 4th District Congressman, Dr. Scott Desjarlais, is helping as a member of the House Ag Committee.
We hope to possibly complete it by the end of this year, so people do need to give me their input and reach out, because as we shape and write this, it's imperative that we hear from all of our local agricultural people, whether it's cattlemen, cotton growers, dairy, poultry. You know, I need their advice and their concerns.
Already several hearings have been held across the country and in Washington, D.C. on the Farm Bill, and Congressman Desjarlais says he understands the concerns from dairy and cotton producers, especially over the lack of support from the previous Farm Bill.
And I've spoken with dairy farmers. I met with Stan Butt and Mike Sumner, is a big dairy producer in the state, with concerns. The MPP program has not functioned the way that they had hoped, so we need to make changes there. And you know, certainly in the cotton industry, same thing. So I've had meetings with their organizations and individuals, and that's very helpful as we try to shape the new policy moving forward.
Representative Desjarlais says he's been hearing from Farm Bureau members and wants to make sure anyone that has input, that they need to speak out now.
Each different sector kind of knows their issue, whether it's cattle, whether it's chicken, even in migrant workers, what's not working there, what concerns do you have? So as we reshape this policy, it's going to be important. If we don't know it's broke, it's hard to fix it.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.